Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 17 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 16 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 16 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 16 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 16 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 15 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 14 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 15 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 16 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 19 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 20 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 21 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 23 degrees.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Delta November, monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees.
W8FFR, W8FFR, KF5INT. One more time, W8FFR, W8FFR, KF5INT. Nothing for KF5INT, clear.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 25 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 26 degrees. VHF hub disconnected. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 28 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Sunny. 27 degrees. VHF hub connected to Fenton 78. Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 26 degrees.
Mobile. KF8 AYL monitoring.
K2 IDL mobile and monitoring.
K2, how are you doing tonight? This is KF8 AYL. My name's Ken here.
Hi, Ken. This is K2 IDL. My name is Leah. Just passing through, and I didn't quite catch if you were calling somebody in particular or just saying hey.
Nope, I was just calling out monitoring to see if anybody else was out there and around. So passing through, huh? That's always fun. Trying to find different places to connect to and talk to.
Yeah, you never know who might pop in. Every now and then I will pull up a station while I'm listening to music, and I had this one I called out a little while ago on it and just left it on, and then the music was playing, so I didn't quite hear you. So, yeah, hey, yeah, doing about 400 miles today, and I've got another 150 to go.
That almost sounds like the terminology a trucker would use. Is that your profession?
Oh, negative. I'm not a professional driver. Just hauling some stuff and towing a car at the moment.
I see. Yeah, well, that's a pretty good haul of mileage in a day, that's for sure.
And normally I'm escaping Michigan when it's winter time and I'm heading down to Texas, but this time I'm going the other way. I'm left Dayton, Ohio, and I'm heading up towards Alpena.
Well, there's still quite a bit of snow up there, and I think they're supposed to get some more in the next couple of days, but then I think it's supposed to warm up, so I don't know how long you're going to be there, but I'm probably headed back up to the UP sometime this week myself, but yeah, that's a different story.
Well, I'm all ears until you break up. What's going on with the UP?
Oh, no, I didn't mean it like that. There's just a lot more snow. I'm going up there for snowmobiling and checking our cabin up there, make sure it's not collapsing or anything of that nature, and just kind of enjoying the solace up there.
Sounds beautiful. I'm hoping to get up there a little bit, too, and do some photo activations in the winter. I haven't crossed over, except back in the 80s when I went to Michigan Tech, I got used to going across, but yeah, it's beautiful up in God's country.
Oh, really? You're a Michigan Tech person, huh? That's, I am as well. I went to Tech from 88 to 92.
I was up there in the early 80s, and then ended up coming, I'm from Southeast Michigan originally, so ended up back down there.
What was your major at Michigan Tech?
I started out general engineering and switched to electrical. I got in there, I skipped my senior year of high school, so I was a little late on declaring a major just to get in, but they accepted me in their engineering program, and then after a bit, I was able to transfer into the electrical.
Ah, I see. Did you have a professor named Robert Zielinski?
I don't remember that one. I remember physics, where he could draw a perfect circle without any template, and we had a chem teacher. I remember my calculus teacher. Where did you stay? I was in Douglas Hilton Hall.
I stayed in East Coed, which is now renamed to McNair, or something like that.
Yeah, I was up there when the rec center was being built, and it moved from, what was that, Sherman down there and went up the hill, so that was the year. And we also got the McDonald's that year, so we didn't have to go to Marquette to get some fries, we could just go downtown.
Yeah, I came just after you were there. The rec center was kind of built as a, you know, the new place, and yeah, the McDonald's, I worked there for 2.5 years. I worked at that McDonald's when it was downtown, so it's moved up the hill since in the 2000s or something, but yeah, it's interesting times. There were still people in my day that used to go down to Marquette for Taco Bell, but now there's a Taco Bell up the hill too, so they don't have to do that either.
When you say up the hill, does that mean the Copper Country Mall?
Well, I don't know when the last time you were there was, but the Copper Country Mall is still there, but it's effectively dead. It's really weird. I really don't understand it. All these businesses have moved, like, between town and the mall. So that's what I mean by up the hill. So they're now, if you go, like, from town from the bridge, like, and keep going up the hill towards the mall, you know, there's a Walmart, there's auto, you know, O'Reilly's, AutoZone, coffee shops, the Taco Bell, a bazillion different businesses. They've all moved out of town and up the hill, which seems bizarre to me, but that's what they've done. And, yeah, in the Copper Country Mall today, there's, you know, some facsimile of the community college courses, a couple of businesses that run kind of offices out of it. There's a handful of retail shops, like a Dunham's Sports place and a few other places, but, yeah, that's kind of about it. I don't understand why people would abandon the mall for an outdoor business that's, I don't know, it just seems bizarre to me, but that's what's happened. So if you go back there, be in for a shock.
Well, yeah, I guess it's been a few years. Thank you, YDO, for ID. I'm assuming the Sumi restaurant is gone, and we can't get the good passage from there, and the Parkside went up the hill to the mall, and I don't know that that's still there. The B&B has a good stuff, pickled eggs, and I know they're gone. So, it's sad, but I like the nature, I like the park, so I'll head up to the Keweenaw sometime and enjoy just going and seeing the falls.
Well, the Sumi's still there, so that one's still around. They're still operating, and it's good. Yeah, pickled eggs, not allowed in Michigan anymore because of health regulations. The brine, you know, attracts some kind of bacteria or something. So isn't a public restaurant offering pickled eggs is now kind of no longer allowed unless they want to submit their recipe and do all sorts of tests on it, and all, which most people don't do. So, yeah, that's gone. So, yeah, who knows?
Where are you from originally that you want to protect?
Well, I graduated high school in Troy in southeast Michigan. I currently am in Birch Run, but we have a place we bought, which is, well, I mentioned Robert Zielinski, the double E professor in the 80s there. I had his old house on Lake Superior out in Red Ridge. I bought it from him, and that's where we're going to retire. So we're going to redo that house, and that's where we're going to go to retire. And it's being worked on right now, so hopefully in a few years we'll be out of here and up there.
That sounds beautiful. Congratulations on a house on Superior. It's going to be amazing. You'll get all sorts of weather and cold, but beautiful.
Well, I'm a cold weather person. If you ask me to go to Florida or Southern California, I'm like, I've had to do business trips there. I'm like, oh, man, this is just miserable. I hate these places. I'd much rather have snow and 20 degrees and snowmobiling and snowshoeing in the wintertime. I mean, I like the seasons. I like the summer, but fall and winter, that's where I'm at.
I like a little bit of winter, but Michigan, especially upper Michigan, has way too much winter, so I usually like to escape January and come back March-ish. Just, it gets to be too many gray days. I like snow, I just don't like all the gray.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. You're definitely not alone, so I think I'm more the outlier than anyone else, so you're definitely not alone in that sentiment.
Well, I guess I'm getting close here to Birch Run and spring can move, it looks like. And it's a little bit of flutter, so I'm going to say nice chatting with you. And keep listening. Maybe somebody else will pop through. K2 Radio.
All right there, K2 Radio. Enjoy the rest of your travels here today. Drive safe. And maybe we'll hear you again. This is KF8 AYO. I'm clear.
Mm. Good evening. 20 hours. Clear. 21 degrees. Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 20 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Partly cloudy. 17 degrees.
Can't be any well monitoring.
Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 17 degrees.